Two of the three finalists are outsiders. One of them, Robert King, notes that as a former trial attorney and New York lawmaker, he's different in that he's not a traditional academic. King currently is president of the Kentucky Council on Post-Secondary Education. He says his experience as a politician could come in handy.
Being very transparent with them about what we're doing and why we're doing it, how our funds are being used.
In his last year, former UW System President Kevin Riley faced criticism from lawmakers who took issue with large funding reserves at a time tuition was on the rise. It's an issue that's also come up in Pennsylvania, where Peter Garland is Executive Vice Chancellor of the Pennsylvania State System of Higher Education.
People will differ in terms of what they think to be a reasonable amount of reserves, and we need to have that conversation.
The only internal candidate for UW System President is Raymond Cross. He's Chancellor of UW Colleges and Extension.
The very first thing is we have to establish that the transparency, openness, and credibility, this is what we've done to change things so we won't have these things happening in the future. And be very transparent, excessively transparent in that process.
Cross says in addition to communicating better with lawmakers, he'd like to hear what the public wants from the UW system by holding listening sessions around the state. The Board of Regents is expected to pick a system president Thursday. Shimei Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.